Well, a new report is calling for comparisons between schools' achievements to take into account whether the students come from poor or rich homes. Well, that would stop NCEA rankings showing schools with students from poorer areas as failures compared with schools with affluent students. And bulk funding is also recommended so schools can take full control of their budgets, including salaries of teachers. Let's talk about this a bit further with the report's author from the New Zealand Initiative, Martin Udahemuka, and also with us in the Wellington studio this morning, the president of the Post Primary Teachers Association, Jack Boyle. Kia ora, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Martin, if I can start with you, what was it exactly that this report was looking at and what did you find?
Absolutely. So this is actually a third in a series of reports that we looked at for to find out how students were doing and how schools were doing in New Zealand. So in our very first problem definition report, we found that there were quite a few schools that had been underperforming for a while and some for about a decade. And this is despite government and ministry interventions. We also know that while the system works very well for most of its students, there are pockets of underperformance, and some of this, there are some policy settings that actually hinder the system from improving and from lifting standards for all students, regardless of their backgrounds. We also know that some students, depending on where they come from or their background and how and their starting points in school, they actually lag behind their peers for far too long. And so that's what we wanted to look at. And so this report is about our proposals to actually make changes in those policy settings. And they include actually, first of all, figuring out what success looks like. Because at the moment, we rely too much on socioeconomic status and all the other background factors to say that's what success is. But actually, we're not taking those into account to say we should be expecting the students to reach this level by the end of the year, given their starting points. And at the end of the year, if they've achieved or are underachieved, given the expected outcomes, then that's the success we should be looking at.
Okay, so Jack, looking at this report, what jumps out at you as the significant findings?
Well, look, it's good to see that the New Zealand Initiative is interested in looking at the context of students' lives, which affect how they do at school. And largely that debate's been had. So out-of-school factors as a driver of underperformance are now absolutely established, and it's a real positive of the report. I think it'll be much more powerful, though, if the focus of the three pieces of work was on improving those out-of-school factors rather than using kids as measurement probes for teacher performance or school performance. And that's kind of a concern because it's almost decontextualised from what matters in New Zealand's education. An example with offering bulk funding as a reward for school leaders who are good, it's a poison chalice. Good school leaders right across the country voted overwhelmingly last year that they absolutely don't want it. So the proposals need to be built from the ground up. So, and that's probably the biggest challenge within the report.
Okay, Martin, how do you respond to Jack's criticism there of the kind of work you're doing?
Absolutely, I understand where he's coming from. So that we are saying that school out-of-school factors should be taken into account to measure student achievement, we're not actually undermining those school factors or anything else that makes it hard for students to achieve. Those are things that other government agencies are also looking into. So we are talking about the education system, and we're looking at what can be done within the education system. When I started this research, I went and visited a number of schools, and actually a few of them in a lot of their South schools told me, you know, against my peers, I actually look like I'm not doing well. But I actually have students who struggle. They start, you know, three levels behind. But when we are ranked by the media, we look like we haven't done much. But we've actually progressed our students quite a lot. So I heard that that complaint from schools themselves. So this is actually what can we do within the education system to help the students ahead. And also just to be fairer to teachers and the schools that are doing an amazing job with the students.
Okay, what about the situation with bulk funding? And why do you think that would be something that could help?
So in New Zealand, we are actually quite proud of our self-management system. So we say that we're the most autonomous system in the world, and that's a good thing. So we let school trustees and principals get on with their jobs by and large. But it's with the responsibility that they have and the accountability that they have, it's odd that they don't have the matching authority. So the total budget autonomy, which if principals have demonstrated that they are effective and they want to opt into that option, it makes no sense to have that option on the table. We also know that there is a new initiative with change principals as well. So these are the principals that have been recruited to help schools that have struggled for a very long time. Those principals, because so many other things haven't worked, we think those principals should be given the option to have full freedom and autonomy to make the changes that need that are needed, especially for those kinds of schools.
And so, Jack, would that sort of thing, that kind of those decisions, leaving them up to the people who know the school best, why is that not something, in your view, that would be something worth pursuing?
Look, underpinning the drive into the future in this report is a heading backwards to the 1980s and 90s. So communities of learning have preempted a lot of the recommendations around how you actually share and go best practice. Now, it's not a panacea for education, and there are definitely implementation challenges, but the sorts of collaboration, which is totally the opposite of the sort of competitive, devolved school structure, that's where we are in New Zealand now, because the evidence points that collaboration, sharing of best practice is the way to go. And in fact, it's writ large in your report. So it's almost like a binary, a contradiction written all the way through your report, which seems to suggest that where the gold is what we need to look for, but there are too many inconsistencies and contradictions for it to be a proposal that we should all be saying, well, let's try this. And, you know, that's unfortunate, because there are some good ideas for examination throughout the report.
Well, what I do think, so going back to the 1980s, what you're referring to is obviously what happened with the bulk funding process then. Actually, back then, I think a third of schools did take up this option. And one of the things that didn't work out so well at the time is that there were too many things being implemented in the system at the same time. So you were giving principals that hadn't actually, and school trustees that hadn't had any experience running complex organizations, and you're giving them all this autonomy without matching capacity. It's been more than 20 years now, and principals are actually now, they know what they're doing, so it's just about time that you give them that full responsibility. Let's trust them as the professionals in schools.
Is that fair enough?
No, not at all. That's not why bulk funding was chucked out. It was chucked out because the whole premise of it is you undermine the workforce. That's what it is, plain and simple. And we're not going back there.
I suspect this will run and run. Thank you both very much for your time
Thanks
this morning.
So much.
That's Jack Boyle there, the president of the Post-Primary Teachers Association. Also, we were speaking there to Martine Huda Himuku. She is from the New Zealand Initiative and wrote that report.